Okay, if you can look at the Gospel of John, chapter 11.
Yohanes Asraan. Yeah. Yohanes Unggil, Marapasaan.
This is all about being best friends.
በጣም ጥሩ ጓደኞች ስለመሆን ነው ጥሩ ወዳጆች ስለመሆን ነው የሚናገረው
I don't know about in Amharic but in English the word best friend means you're a friend you have in particular who you love more than any other friend
በአማርኛ ያለውን ትርጉም አላውቅም በእንግሊዘኛ ግን በጣም ምርጥ ጓደኛ የሚለው ማለት ከሰው ሁሉ ከሌላ ሁሉ የቀረበና ከሁሉ አብልጦን የምንወደው ነው የሚያሳየው
Very often people will have best friends at school
ብዙ ጊዜ ሰዎች በትምህርት ቤት ጥሩ ጓደኛ ይኖራቸዋል የሚመርጡት ማን ነው ከሌላው
And you can see who is best friend with who
በግልጽ እናየዋለን ማን ከማን ጋር ጥሩ ጓደኛ እንደሆነ በደንብ እናያለን
Everybody knows who your best friend is
ሌሎች ሰዎችም ማን ጥሩ ጓደኛ እንደሆነ ያቃሉ በማን አስራን
with the best friend you share your secrets
ከጥሩ ጓደኛ ጋር ምስጢሮቻችንን እናካፍላለን ማለት ለሌላ የማናካፍለው ምስጢር ለጥሩ ጓደኛ ነው የምናካፍለው
generally you tell your best friend everything
ስለዚህ ጥሩ ጓደኞቻችንን ነገራችንን ምን እናገራችን
Jesus has a best friend in the Gospel of John.
በዮሐንስ ወንጌል ውስጥም ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ አንድ በጣም ምርጥ ጓደኛ ነበር.
Many people can't understand that.
ብዙ ሰዎች ግን አይረዱትም ያንን ነገር.
It seems unfair.
ጥሩ መልካምም አይመስላቸውም አምላክ ሆኖ ሳለ.
But it's not unfair because if Jesus didn't have a best friend he couldn't show how much he loves us
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ እንግዲህ ምርጥ ጓደኛ ባይኖረው ኖሮ ምርጥ ጓደኛ ይዞ ራሱ ባያሳየን ኖሮ ምን ያህል እኛን እንደሚወድ ሊያሳየን አይችልም ነበር
So when we see Jesus best friend we needn't be jealous he's made us his best friend too
ስለዚህ ዛሬ ለኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ጥሩ ወዳጆች በጣም ምርጥ ወዳጆችንን ብንል በቃ እንትን አይደለም አድርጎናል እሱ ነው ያደረገን እንደሱ
Though we know we are loved by the Lord Jesus Christ to know where he makes us his best friend puts us on a different level
ምንም እንኳን ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ መድኃኒታችን ሆኖ ቢያድነንም አዳኛችን መሆኑን ብናውቅም ጓደኛችንም መሆኑን ማወቁ ደግሞ ግንኙነታችንን በጣም የተለየ ደረጃ ላይ ያሻግረዋል
John it's called John's gospel but nobody knows who wrote this gospel
ይሄ ወንጌል ዮሐንስ ወንጌል ተብሎ ተጽፏል ነገር ግን ይሄን ወንጌል የጻፈው ሰው ማን እንደሆነ ግልጽ የሆነ ማስረጃ የለም
The writer only refers to himself as the disciple that Jesus loved
ጻፊው የዚህ ወንጌል ጻፊ ብዙ ጊዜ ስለራሱ ሲናገር ኢየሱስ የሚወደው ደቀ መዝሙር ነው የሚለው እንጂ ዮሐንስ ይሁን ማን ይሁን አይናገርም
And there's only one person who is named in this gospel who is referred to as the disciple of Jesus
በዚህ መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ውስጥ ደግሞ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ በጣም የወደደው ደቀ መዝሙር አንድ ብቻ ነው የተጠቀሰው እዚህ መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ውስጥ
I'm very glad he wasn't an apostle.
ሐዋርያ አልነበረም ይሄ ሰው ከ12ቱ ሐዋርያቶች መካከል አልነበረም ኢየሱስ ጓደኛ ያደረገው ደስ ይለኛል ይሄ
The human mind might think that Jesus would love an apostle more than anybody else.
አንዳንድ ጊዜ ብዙ ጊዜ ማለት ያልተረዳ አይምሮ ከሌሎቹ አማኞች ይልቅ ወይንም ከሌሎቹ ወንድሞችና እህቶች ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር ሐዋርያን በደንብ ይወዳል ብለን ልናስብ እንችላለን አብልጾ ይወዳል ብለን ልናስብ እንችላለን
So yeah all his ways are perfect
መንገዱ የሱ መንገድ ሁሉ ትክክል ነው
Okay chapter 11 from verse 1 in John's gospel
ምዕራፍ 11 ከቁጥር 1 ጀምሮ
Okay now there was a certain man who was sick, Lazarus from Bethanias, from the village of Mary and Martha.
ከማርያምና ከእህቷ ከማርታ መንደር ከቢታንያ የሆነ አላዛር የሚባል አንድ ሰው ታሞ ነበር.
This was the Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick.
ማርያምም ጌታን ሽቱ የቀባችው እግሩንም በጠጉሯ ያበሰችው ነበረች. ወንድሟም አላዛር ታሞ ነበር.
Therefore, the sisters of Lazarus sent to Jesus, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick.
ስለዚህቶቹ ጌታ ሆይ እነሆ የምትወደው ታሟል ብለው ወደ እርሱ ላኩ.
When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not to death, but for the glory of God,
Amen.
That the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Amen.
ኢየሱስም ሰምቶ ይህንም የእግዚአብሔር ልጅ በእርሱ ይከብር ዘንድ ስለ እግዚአብሔር ክብር ነው እንጂ ለሞት አይደለም አለ. አሜን.
Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
ኢየሱስም ማርታንና እህቷን አላዛርንም ይወድ ነበር.
When he had heard therefore that he was sick, he stayed 2 days yet in the same place where he was.
እንደታመመን በሰማ ጊዜ ያን ጊዜ በነበረበት ስፍራ 2 ቀን ዋለ.
We can then go to verse 11.
ቁጥር 11 ላይ እንሄዳለን.
Up to 36. These things said he, and after that he had said them, he said, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I might wake him out of sleep.
ይህን ተናገረ ከዚህም በኋላ ወዳጃችን አላዛር ተኝቷል ነገር ግን ከልቅልፉ ላስነሳው እሄዳለሁ አላቸው.
Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleeps, then he will do well.
እንግዲህ ደቀ መዛሙርቱ ጌታ ሆይ ተኝቶስ እንደሆነ ይድናል አሉት.
However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking rest in sleep.
ኢየሱስ ስለሞቱ ተናግሮ ነበር እነርሱ ግን ስለ እንቅልፍ መተኛት እንደተናገረ መሰላቸው.
Then said Jesus to them plainly, Lazarus is dead.
እንግዲህ ያን ጊዜ ኢየሱስ በግልጥ አላዛር ሞተ.
And I am glad for your sakes I was not there, for the reason that you might believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him.
እንድታምኑም በዚያ ባለመኖሬ ለእናንተ ደስ ይለኛል. ነገር ግን ወደ እርሱ እንሂድ አላቸው.
Then said Thomas, who was called Didymus, to his fellow disciples, let's go also, that we might die with him.
ስለዚህ ዲዲሞስ የሚሉት ቶማስ ለባለንጀሮቹ ለደቀ መዛሙርት ከእርሱ ጋር እንሞት ዘንድ እኛ ደግሞ እንሂድ አለ.
Then when Jesus came, he found that he had been in the grave already 4 days.
ኢየሱስን በመጣ ጊዜ በመቃብር እስከ አሁን 4 ቀን ሆኖት አገኘው.
Now Bethany was near to Jerusalem about 15 furlongs away.
ቢታንያም 15 ምዕራፍ ያህል ከኢየሩሳሌም ቅርብ ነበረች.
And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother.
ከአይሁድም ብዙዎች ስለ ወንድማቸው ሊያጽናኗቸው ወደ ማርታና ወደ ማርያም መጥተው ነበር.
Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was still in the house.
ማርታም ኢየሱስ እንደመጣ በሰማች ጊዜ ልትቀበለው ወጣች. ማርያም ግን በቤት ተቀምጣ ነበር.
Then said Martha to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
ማርታም ኢየሱስን ጌታ ሆይ አንተ በዚህ ኖረ ብትሆን ወንድሜ ባልሞተም ነበር.
But I know that even now whatever you will ask of God, God will give it to you.
አሁንም ከእግዚአብሔር የምትለምነውን ሁሉ እግዚአብሔር እንዲሰጥ አውቃለሁ አለች.
Jesus said to her, your brother shall rise again.
ኢየሱስም ወንድምሽ ይነሳል አላት. አሜን.
Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
ማርታም በመጨረሻው ቀን በትንሣኤ እንዲነሳ አውቃለሁ አለችው.
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
Jesusin tinsayinna hiwatin ini. የሚያምንብኝ ቢሞት እንኳን ሕያው ይሆናል ሕያው የሆነም የሚያምንብኝ ሁሉ በዘላለም አይሞትም ይሄን ታምኛለሽ አላት
And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die believe you this
ሕያው የሆነም የሚያምንብኝ ሁሉ ለዘላለም አይሞትም ይሄን ታምኛለሽ አላት
She said to him yes Lord I believe that you are the Christ the son of god which should come into the world
erswam awon getawe ante odalem yimimetaw christos yegziaber lij endone ene amnallo alechu
and when she had so said she went her way and called mary her sister secretly saying the master has come and calls for you
yenim bla hedech etwanem mariamen besuwur tarta መምሩ መጥቷል ይጠሩሽም ይጠራሽም ማላለቻ
እሱን ሲሄዳች ሮዝ ኩክኒ ኬም ቱ ሂም
እርሷን በሰማች ጊዜ ፈጥና ተነሳች ወደ እርሱ መጣች
Now Jesus was not yet come to the town but was in the place where Martha met him
ኢየሱስ ማርታ በተቀበለችበት ስፍራ ነበር እንጂ ገና ወደ መንደሩ አልገባም ነበር
The Jews which were with her in the house and comforted her When they saw Mary, that she rose up quickly and went out, followed her, saying, She goes to the grave to weep there.
ሊያጽናን ኗትም ከርሷ ጋር በቤት የነበሩ አይሁድ ማርያም ፈጥና እንደተነሳች እንደወጣች ባዩ ጊዜ ወደ መቃብር ሄዳ በዛ ልታለቅስ መስሏቸው ተከተሏት.
Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
ማርያምም ኢየሱስ ወዳለበት መጥታ ባየች ጊዜ በግሩ ወድቃ ጌታ ሆይ አንተ በዚህ ኖረ ብትሆን ወንድሜ ባልሞተም ነበር አለችው
When Jesus therefore saw her weeping and the Jews also weeping which came with her he groaned in the spirit and was troubled
ኢየሱስም እርሷ ስታለቅስ ከርሷም ጋር የመጡት አይሁድ ሲያለቅሱ አይቶ በመንፈሱ አዘነ በራሱን ታወከ
and said where have you laid him they said to him lord come and see
ወዴታ ኖራችሁ ታለም እርሱም ጌታ ሆይ መጥቴ ያሉት
jesus wept
ኢየሱስም እንባውን አፈሰሰ
then said the jews behold how he loved him
ስለዚህ አይሁድ እንዴት ይወደው እንደነበረ እዩ አሉ
This piece of text shows that those who Jesus loves they don't have a charmed life they don't escape disease and death
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ እንግዲህ እዚህ ላይ ቃሉ የሚያሳየን ነገር ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ የሚወዳቸው ሰዎች የሚመጣባቸውን በሽታም የሆነ ነገርም ሌሎች ነገሮችንም አያመልጡ
Lazarus getting sick and dying didn't mean Jesus didn't love him
አላዛር መሞት ታሞ መሞቱ ማለት ኢየሱስ ስለማይወደው አልነበረ
Jesus loved Mary and Martha and they saw their brother get sick and die and they were very very sad
ማርታና ማርያምም ወንድማቸው አላዛርን በጣም ይወዱት ስለነበረ ታሞ ሲሞት አይቶ በጣም ተሰምቷቸዋል
Jesus loved them as much as he loved Lazarus
አላዛርን የሚወደውን ያህል እነሱንም ይወዳቸው እንደነበር ነው ምናይ
In Peter's letter he says do not be surprised when you go through various trials and torments
በጴጥሮስ መልእክት ላይ ምን ይላል በያዕቆብ ላይ የተለያዩ ፈተና ሲደርስባችሁ አትደነቁ ይላል መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ላይ ሲናገር
There are benefits to being Jesus best friend
ስለዚህ የኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ጥሩ ወዳጅ ወይንም የኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ጓደኛ መሆን ትልቅ ጥቅም አለው በህይወታችን
But that benefit is not that we will never see trouble
ያ ማለት ግን ጓደኛ ሆነን ማለት ከርሱ ጋራ ችግር የሚባል ወይንም ፈተና የሚባል ነገር በህይወታችን ብቅ አይልም ማለት አይደለም።
So when we do see trouble, Jesus is our best friend.
እነዛ ፈተናዎች በህይወታችን ሲመጡና ሲገጥሙን ግን ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ጥሩ ወዳጃችን ነው። ምናካፍለው ምናዋየው ምናነጋግረው ጥሩ ወዳጃችን እሱ ነው።
We know Lazarus was raised from the dead.
ያ ሁላችንም እንደምናውቀው ታሞ ይሙት እንጂ መጨረሻ ላይ ከሞት ተነስተዋል አላዛ እኛም እንደዛው አንቀርም።
That was for the glory of God. Not the convenience of Lazarus.
ያ እንግዲህ ለአላዛር ምቾት ሳይሆን ለእግዚአብሔር ዓላማ ነው ማለት አላዛር እንዲመቸው አላዛር እንዲደረግለት ሳይሆን እግዚአብሔር ክብር በላዩ ላይ እንዲገለጽ ነው ያደረገለት።
Okay, we could go to John 13 now.
ዮሐንስ 13 ላይ ብንሄድ
verse 23
ዛው የሚከተለው ገጽ ላይ ቁጥር 23 ላይ
Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved.
ኢየሱስም ይወደው የነበረ ከደቀ መዝሙር አንዱ በኢየሱስ ደረት ላይ ተጠጋ።
Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him, the disciple, that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake.
ስለዚህም ስምዖን ጴጥሮስ እርሱ ጠቅሶ ስለማን እንደተናገረ ንገረን አለ።
He then lying on Jesus' breast said to him, Lord, who is it?
እርሱም በኢየሱስ ደረት እንዲህ ተጠግቶ ጌታ ሆይ ማን ነው አለው።
This demonstrates the difference between being Jesus' best friend and just his friend.
ይህ እንግዲህ የኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ምርጥ ጓደኛ መሆንና ዝም ብሎ ጓደኛ መሆን መካከል ያለው ልዩነት ነው። ደረቱ ላይ ተጠግቶ ነው የጠየቀው።
Peter didn't feel confident enough to ask.
ጴጥሮስ ድፍረት አልተሰማውም ያን ያህል ተጠግቶ ለመጠየቅ።
So he got the best friend of Jesus to ask.
ስለዚህ በጣም ቅርብ ጓደኛው በጣም ወዳጁ የነበረው ሌላውን እንዲጠይቅ ነው ያደረገው ጠይቅ ብሎ።
Just like friends would do in the schoolyard.
በትምህርት ቤትም እንደምናውቀው አሁን በምርጥ ጓደኞቻችን በኩል ነው ሰዎች ወደኛ የሚመጡት።
We're in the same place as the disciples that Jesus loved.
ዛሬ እንግዲህ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ይወደው የነበረው ደቀ መዝሙር ቦታ ላይ ነው ያለነው እኛ።
We can ask him things that other people would not.
ሌሎች ሰዎች ሊጠይቁ የማይደፍሩትን ነገር እኛ ለመጠየቅ እንችላለን።
And Jesus will answer.
Jesus Christos degmo yimallisal.
In John 15 we give
Rafatra Mustlay. Bedem bindi geban ihe Rafatra Mustlay.
John 15
verse
12.
Kutra 12 lay.
This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.
እኔ እንደወደድኳችሁ እርስ በርሳችሁ ትዋደዱ ዘንድ ትእዛዜ ይህች ናት። አሜን።
Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
ነፍሱን ስለወዳጆቹ ከመስጠት ይልቅ ከዚህ የሚበልጥ ፍቅር ለማንም የለውም። አሜን።
You are my friends if you do whatever I command you.
እኔ ያዘዝኳችሁን ሁሉ ብታደርጉ እናንተ ወዳጆቼ ናችሁ። አሜን።
Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant doesn't know what his lord does. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my father I have made known to you.
ከእንግዲህ ወዲህ ባሮች አልላችሁም ባሪያ ጌታው የሚያደርገውን አያውቅምና ወዳጆች ግን ብያቸዋለሁ ከአባቴ የሰማሁትን ሁሉ ለእናንተ አስታውቂያቸዋለሁና አሜን።
You have not chosen me but I have chosen you. And ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain.
እኔ መረጥኳችሁ እንጂ እናንተ አልመረጣችሁኝም። አብን በስሜ የምትለምኑትን ሁሉ እንዲሰጣችሁ ለጥሄዱና ፍሬ ለታፈሩ ፍሬያችሁም ሊኖር ሾምኳችሁ።
Whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you.
አብን በስሜ የምትለምኑትን ሁሉ ይሰጣችኋል።
Amen.
I imagine the disciples never thought they would be the friends of the Son of God.
ስለዚህ እዚ ላይ እንግዲህ እንደምታዩት ደቀ መዛሙርቱ ተከታዮቹ የኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ጥሩ ወዳጆች እንደሚሆኑ አልተሰማቸውም ነበር።
What makes us his friends is that he wants us to know and to understand what he is doing.
ወዳጅ መሆናችን እንድናደርግ ከኛስ የሚጠብቀውን አውቀን ከርሱ መጠየቅ ያለብንን ለመጠየቅ ይረዳናል ያግዘናል።
In the book of Genesis, when God is going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he says, shall I not let my friend Abraham know what I am doing?
ዘፍጥረት ላይ ስንመለከት ምን ይላል? ሰዶምና ገሞራን በሳት ሊያጠፋ በነበረበት ጊዜ የማደርገውን በእውኑ ከወዳጄ ከአብርሃም ሰውራለሁን ይላል።
Jesus wanted the disciples here to know they were his friends, so that whatever they asked the Father in his name, he would give it to them.
ስለዚህ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ እዚህ ቦታ ላይ ደቀ መዛሙርቱ ወዳጃቸው መሆኑን እንዲያውቁና ማናቸውንም ነገር በስሙ የሚጠየቀው ነገር እንደሚመለስ ሊነግራቸው የፈለገው።
Being friends of Jesus changes everything, you know.
ስለዚህ ከኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ጋራ ወዳጅ መሆን አማኝ ብቻ ሳይሆን ተከታይ ብቻ ሳይሆን ወደ ወዳጅነት ደረጃ መሻገርና መቅረብ ማለት በጣም ግንኙነታችንን ይቀይራል።
This whole gospel is about being friends with Jesus Christ.
የወንጌል በአጠቃላይ ስንመለከተው እኛ ወዳጆቹ እንድንሆን ነው የሚናገረው።
Completely different to the other three.
ከሌሎቹ ወንጌሎች ወይንም ከማቴዎስ ማርቆስ ሉቃስ ጋራ የሚለየው ይሄ ወዳጆቹ ሊያደርገን ማሰቡን ነው የሚናገረው።
But this was written by the disciple of Jesus.
ምክንያቱም ደግሞ ይሄ ኢየሱስ ራሱ በሚወደው ወዳጁ ሆኖ ደቀ መዝሙር ነው የተጻፈው።
Chapter 19 verse 26.
ምዕራፍ 19 ላይ ዛ ወደፊት
in the same gospel, it's all this.
ምዕራፍ 19 ቁጥር verse
26.
ቁጥር 26 ላይ ገጽ መቶ
verse 26. Jesus is on the cross, has been crucified.
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ በቀራንዮ መስቀል ላይ ሆኖ ነው ይሄንን የምናየው።
When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he said to his mother, woman, behold your son.
ኢየሱስም እናቱን ይወደው የነበረውንም ደቀ መዝሙር ባጠገቡ ቆሞ ባየ ጊዜ እናቱን አንቺ ሴት እነሆ ልጅሽ አላት።
Then he said to the disciple, behold your mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her into his own home.
ከዚህ በኋላ ደቀ መዝሙሩን እናትህ እነኋት አለው። ከዚህ ሰዓት ጀምሮ ደቀ መዝሙሩ ወደ ቤቱ ወሰዳት።
This was because he was a disciple that Jesus loved.
እንግዲህ የሆነበት ምክንያት ማርያምን ወደ ቤቱ እንዲወስድ የተደረገበት ምክንያት ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ የሚወደው ደቀ መዝሙር ስለነበረ ነው።
He knew that the one he loved would love his mother like he had.
የሚወደው ወዳጁ የሆነው በጣም የቅርብ ወዳጁ የሆነው ልክ እሱ እንደሚወደው እናቱን እንደሚወድ ያውቃል።
When people make a will, very often you have to decide who you're going to give custody of your children in case you were to die while they are children.
ብዙ ጊዜ በዚህ ዓለም ላይ ሰው ወደ ሞት ሲቀርብ ወይንም አንድ አደጋ ሲመጣ ኑዛዜ ላይ እኔ ብሞት ልጆቼን የሚንከባከብ ወይንም ይሄን ቤተሰብ የሚንከባከብልኝ እገሌ ይሁን የሚል ኑዛዜ ይቀመጣል።
When Jeanette and I made a will and you've still been young, we made our best friends his guardian.
እኔና ጀነት እንግዲህ አንድሩ በጣም ትንሽ ልጅ በነበረበት ጊዜ እኒ ነገር ቢሆን እንኳን ብለን ያደረግነው እንደዛ ቦታ ላይ መረጥ ነው በጣም የምንወደው ወዳጃችንን ነው
you wouldn't make a stranger a guardian would you
ዝም ብሎ እንግዲያ ልጆቻችሁን እንዲከባከብላችሁ አትተው መቼ
so this incident demonstrates the relationship between Jesus and the disciple he loved
ስለዚህ እዚህ ቦታ ላይ እነዋት እናት ብሎ እናቱንስ ያስረክበው በመሃላቸው የነበረውን የፍቅር ጥንካሬ ያሳያል
and he entrusts us with one another in the same way
ስለዚህ ዛሬም ልክ እንደዛ ላይ ቀራኔው መስቀል ላይ ኢየሱስ እንደተናገረው እንደምናየው ዛሬ አንዳችንን በሌላው ያምናል ማለት አንዳችን ሌላውን እንድንከባከብ አንዳችን ሌላውን እንድንጠነቀቅና እንድንከባከብ ያምናል ወዳጆች ስለሆነ
the same disciple wrote the letter called 1 John you could look at that 1 John 4
አንደኛ ዮሐንስ ላይ ተመሳሳይ ደቀመዝሙር ነው የጻፈው ማለት ኢየሱስ የሚወደው ደቀመዝሙር ነው አሁንም እዚህ ጋር የጻፈው እንዲህ ብሎ ጽፎታል አንደኛ ዮሐንስ መልእክት ላይ
I think it should be called 1 Lazarus but it's called 1 John
እዚህ ቦታ ላይ አንደኛ ዮሐንስ ተብሎ ተጻፈ በርግጥ አንደኛው ላዛራስ አላዛር ተብሎ ነበር መጻፍ የነበረበት ግን ያው ዮሐንስ ተብሎ ተጽፏል
chapter
4
ምዕራፍ 4
chapter 4 from verse 7
ምዕራፍ 4 ከቁጥር 7 ጀምሮ
beloved let us love one another for love is of God and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God
ወዳጆች ሆይ ፍቅር ከእግዚአብሔር ስለሆነ የሚወደው ሙሉ ከእግዚአብሔር ስለተወለደ እግዚአብሔርንም ስለሚያውቅ እርስ በርሳችን እንዋደድ አሜን
He that loves not does not know God for God is love
ፍቅር የሌለው እግዚአብሔርን አያውቅም እግዚአብሔር ፍቅር ነውና
In this was made apparent the love of God towards us because that God sent his only begotten son into the world that we might live through him
በዚህ እግዚአብሔር ፍቅር በእኛ ዘንድ ተገለጠ በእርሱ በኩል በሕይወት እንኖር ዘንድ እግዚአብሔር አንድያ ልጁን ወደ ዓለም ልኮታልና
here in his love not that we loved God but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins
ፍቅርም እንደዚህ ነው እግዚአብሔር እርሱን ራሱ እንደወደደን ስለ ኃጢአታችንም ማስተሰሪያ ይሁን ዘንድ ልጁን እንደላከኝ እኛ እግዚአብሔርን እንደወደድነው አይደለም
Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another.
ወዳጆች ሆይ እግዚአብሔር እንዲያድርጎ ከወደደን እኛ ደግሞ እርስ በርሳችን ልንዋደድ ይገባናል።
No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us. And his love is perfected in us.
እግዚአብሔርን ማንም ከቶ አላየው እርስ በርሳችን ብንዋደድ እግዚአብሔር በእኛ ይኖራል ፍቅሩም በእኛ ፍጹም ይሆናል።
Hereby we know that we dwell in him and he in us because he has given us of his spirit.
ከመንፈሱ ስለሰጠን በርሱ እንድንኖር እርሱም በእኛ እንድኖር በዚህ እናውቃለን።
And we have seen and do testify that the father sent the son to be the savior of the world
እኛ ማይተናል አባቱም ልጁን ያለም መዳኒት ሊሆን እንደላከው እንመሰክራለን
whoever shall confess that Jesus is the son of God God dwells in him and he in God
ኢየሱስ የእግዚአብሔር ልጅ እንደሆነ በሚታመን ሁሉ እግዚአብሔር በእርሱ ይኖራል እርሱም በእግዚአብሔር ይኖራል
And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in God and God in him.
እኛም እግዚአብሔር ለኛ ያለውን ፍቅር አውቀናል አምነንማል
Herein is our love made complete, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world.
እግዚአብሔር ፍቅር ነው ፍቅርም የሚኖር በእግዚአብሔር ይኖራል እግዚአብሔርን በርሱ ይኖራል በፍርድ ቀንም ድፍረት ይሆንልን ዘን ፍቅር በዚህ ከኛ ጋር ተፈጽሟል እርሱ እንዳለ ደግሞ እኛ እንዱ በዚህ ዓለም ነንና
There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torments. He that fears is not made complete in love.
ፍጹም ፍቅር ፍራትን አውጥቶ ይጥላል እንጂ በፍቅር ፍራት የለም ፍራት ቅጣት አለውና የሚፈራም ሰው ፍቅሩ ፍጹም አይደለም
We love him because he first loved us.
እርሱ አስቀድሞ ወዶናልኛ እኛ እንወደዋለን
If you bear in mind, this is written by the disciple who put his head on the chest of Jesus. We can understand when he says there is no fear in love.
ስለዚህ ይሄ የተጻፈው ራሱን ወደ ኢየሱስ ደረት ላይ ተጠግቶ ኢየሱስን ጥያቄ በጠየቀ ደቀ መዝሙር መጻፉን ስናስብ በፍቅር ፍራት የለም ሲል ይገባናል።
When your little boy is frightened, he comes and he puts his head on your chest, doesn't he?
አሁን ልጆቻችን ምና ያሉ ልጆቻችን ሲፈሩና አንድ ነገርን ትንሽሉ መተው ደረታችን ላይ ልጥፍሉ የለም?
And that takes away his fear, doesn't it?
ያ ፍርሃትን አውልቆ ይወስድላቸዋል ለልጆች ማለት ነው መተው ልጥፍሱኛ ላይ ፍርሃትን ስለሚያውልቅላቸው ነው ስለሚያውስወግድላቸው ነው
And this is the relationship we have with Jesus.
እንደዚህ አይነት ግንኙነት ነው ከኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ጋር ሊኖርን የሚገባ ልጥፍ ስንልበት የሚያስፈራን ነገር ሁሉ የሚያስደነግጠን ነገር ሁሉ ይሸሻል
He is a holy God and we are sinners.
እሱ ቅዱስ አምላክ ነው እኛ ኃጢአተኞች ነን
But he loves us in this way.
ነገር ግን በዚህ መንገድ ወዶናል እንደዚህ እስከሚያስጠጋን ድረቱ ድረስ አስጠግቶ እስከሚያቀፈን ድረስ ወዶናል
So if we could look at Romans 8 John isn't the or Lazarus isn't the only person to write about the love of God to us.
አላዛር ብቻ አይደለም እንግዲህ ስለ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ፍቅር የጻፈው ጳውሎስም ጽፏል ሮሜ ላይ ይሄድና
Romans 8:31
ሮሜ ምዕራፍ 8 ቁጥር 31 ላይ ሮሜ
8
ምዕራፍ 8 ቁጥር 31 ላይ ገጽ 140
What shall we then say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?
እንግዲህ ስለዚህ ነገር ምን እንላለን? እግዚአብሔር ከኛ ጋር ከሆነ ማን ይቃወመናል?
He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
ለገዛ ልጁ ያልራራለት ነገር ግን ስለሁላችን አሳልፎ የሰጠው ያው ከእርሱ ጋር ደግሞ ሁሉን ነገር እንዲያው እንዴት አይሰጠን?
Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's chosen ones? It is God that justifies.
እግዚአብሔር የመረጣቸውን ማን ይከሳቸዋል? የሚያጸድቅ እግዚአብሔር ነው። የሚኮንንስ ማን ነው?
Who is it that condemns? It is Christ that died, yes rather, that has risen again, who is even at the right hand of God. Who also makes intercession for us.
የሚኮንንስ ማን ነው? የሞተው ይልቁንም ከሙታን የተነሳው በእግዚአብሔር ቀኝ ያለው ደግሞ ስለኛ የሚማልደው ክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ነው።
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?
ከክርስቶስ ፍቅር ማን ይለየናል? መከራ ወይስ ጭንቀት ወይስ ስደት ወይስ ራብ ወይስ ራቁትነት ወይስ ፍራት ወይስ ሰይፍ ነውን?
As it is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
ስላንተ ቀኑን ሁሉ እንገደላለን እንደሚታረዱ በጎችም ተቆጠርን ተብሎ እንደተጻፈ ነው።
No, in all these things we are more than conquerors. Through him that loved us.
በዚህ ሁሉ ግን በወደደን በእርሱ ካሸናፊዎች እንበልጣለን አሜን
For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things now, nor things to come.
Mot bihon, wainim hiwat bihon, malakti bihon, wainim gizatim bihon, yallum bihon, yemimataum bihon, haylatim bihonu, kafitam bihon, zikatam bihonu.
Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. Kafetam bihon, zikatam bihon, liyu fitratam bihon. Ba Christos Iyesus, ba getachin, kalle kagziyabir fikr lilayyan indaychil, taradichal.
Amen.
Amen.
And finally, Galatians 2:20.
Galatiam rafulet.
Would have finished.
Galatia, you call it Arab to blow up the Zulan. Galatia Mirafulet gets Mato.
Just verse 20.
Mirafulet Kutter Haya.
What a Galatia so chimidon?
Yeah, Mirafulet Kutter Haya. Gets Mato Silsaltin.
I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
ከክርስቶስ ጋር ተሰቅያለሁ እኔም አሁን ያውኝ ያልኖር ክርስቶስ ግን በኔ ይኖራል አሁንም በስጋ የምኖርበት ኑሮ በወደደኝና ስለኔ ራሱን በሰጠው በእግዚአብሔር ልጅ ላይ ባለኝ እምነት የምኖረው ነው
አሜን
So if we live knowing how much he loves us then we can meet everything that comes
እንግዲህ ምን ያህል እንደሚወደን ምን ያህል እንደወደደን አውቀን ስንኖር የሚገጥመንና በመንገዳችን ላይ የሚመጡትን ነገሮች በሙሉ ያለምንም ማንገራገርና ጥርጥር እንገጥማለን
So hopefully we will be aware that he's made us his best friend
እንደገና ከሁሉ በላይ ደግሞ በጣም ምርጥ ወዳጆቹ አድርጎናል ማለት ምርጥ ወዳጅ አስቡ ሌላው መናገር የምንችለውን ደረቱ ላይ ተለጥፈን እንባችንን ያዝረከረክን ልንጠይቀውና መልስ ልናገኝ ድረስ ጠርቶናል
He will share his secrets with us.
ምስጢሩን ከኛ ጋር ይካፈላል.
He will tell us what's going to happen before it happens.
አንድ ነገር ለመሆን ሲል ከመሆኑ በፊት አስቀድሞ ይነግረናል.
And he will never leave us.
መቼም ቢሆን አይተወንም የሚጥለን አምላክ አይደለም.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, it was actually the word that was coming in my mind was what the Bible, what says in the Word of God, say that God would not do anything without letting His holy prophets know.
That's right.
And the Bible tells us that we have received the spirit of prophecy. We all have the gift of prophecy in this last day because there is a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And without letting know his people, without letting know the church, God would not do things. That is why he put the church on this earth. We know before anything would ever happen. So we praise the Lord. Let us praise him for this message. We thank you, Jesus. We magnify your holy name. We glorify your holy name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for counting us worthy to be your friend, Lord Jesus. For all, Lord Jesus, for considering us to be worthy of being friend, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, we magnify you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, you called us friends, Lord Jesus. You no more call us, Lord Jesus, servant, but we call us friends, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, if you call us friend, we know everything, Lord Jesus. You let us know everything, Lord Lord Jesus. We will ask you, Lord Jesus, everything that you will answer, Lord Jesus. That is what is about the friendship, Lord Jesus. We will ask you in prayer, Lord Jesus. We'll ask you, Lord Jesus, in covenant, Lord Jesus, for you to make covenant for us, Lord Jesus. We can ask you what others cannot ask you, Lord Jesus. It is a privilege, Lord Jesus, to be your friend. It gives us special access, Lord Jesus, to you, so that we can get close to you and ask you, Lord Jesus, what should be to this world, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this privilege, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this privilege. Thank you for your mercy, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, let us ask one thing. In the beginning of our program, I read actually about from the book of Daniel. It was about the same spirit living. It's about the same message, really. We have to pray because we have a special access. We have to seek the face of the Lord because we have a special access. And people have no access for that. And we have access to what others have no access to. We have a special privilege to present, to get close to Jesus and to ask Him and to pray to Him and get an answer. And He will answer our prayers. That is what a friend means. We are friends. And let us believe this very moment. If you do really believe in this word, if you do believe that you are a friend, ask Him something right now. Ask Him something right now. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, you have the privilege. You have that privilege right now. ያመብታለን ያስጦታለንኛ ቀርበን መጠየቅ ደረቱ ላይ ተለጥፈን መጠየቅ ችሎታለን ዛሬ በእውነት እንዲህ ወዳጅ አድርገን አርጎናል ካል በዚህ ሰዓት ማይጠየቀውን ሁሉ እንጠይቅ ጌታ ኢየሱስ ይባረክ let us pray to him hallelujah it is not just hearing the word but let us apply it. Hallelujah he called us friends we are his friends he can answer our prayer Everything that we ask Him, hallelujah. Everything we can ask, everything that we seek from Him, He will answer. He's ready. We ask in the name of Jesus and He will answer it. We ask mercy for our nation, He will answer it. We ask for the gospel to be declared, He will answer it. In Jesus' mighty name, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I'll ask you, Lord Jesus. We'll ask you in one accord, in one mind, Lord Jesus. In one accord, in one mind. All this message means is for us to pray to you, Lord Jesus. For us to seek your face, Lord Jesus. For us to present what is in our heart and mind before you, Lord Jesus. Because you've promised to answer, Lord Jesus. You've promised to answer every prayer that we present before you, Lord Jesus. In your name, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your blessing, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your mercy, Lord Jesus. Thank you for making us your friends, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you, Lord. We praise you, we magnify you, Lord Jesus. We magnify you. We magnify you. We magnify you. We magnify you.